That was Let Your Soul Dance by Kia Kia. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another night of free readings and an astrology update by Shelley Seitz. And Lord Dyell, well, the two of us will do some readings, and she will do astrology and intuitive, and I do intuitive channel energy, whatever comes up. So here we are again, the first Tuesday of the month, and that's what we do every first Tuesday of the month. So tonight, before we get into anything, I just want to let you know that I am very, very close to completing my website. And it's really feeling really good. And it's going to be real easy to go to because it's LordDyell.com. So as long as you know my name, I do tell most people now because I am in a lot of different social media, just Google LordDyell, and you will find all the different social media that I'm in. If you want to follow me in Twitter or on my fan page in Facebook or LinkedIn or Pinterest or, oh my God, there's so many other things that I am connected to. Just connect to me. This way you can keep updated. And once my website is complete, if you connect to me there once a month, because I'm not going to do a lot of, you know, sending out, but once a month, I will blog different things that are coming up or things that I'm into, where I won't be talking on a daily basis, but I will be mentioning it in my newsletter, which, again, will be once a month. So you won't get a lot of email from me. So that will be coming up once my website is complete, and I'm really anxious to do that. I'm also going to be streamlining, which is live, and I'm excited about that. So you'll be able to see me and my co-hosts and actually know that we really are live, and you can listen and watch us and talk with us. And after the live event is over, it will go to iTunes, so you'll be able to go there if you aren't able to be at the live, or if you just want to go to the archives and get the energies that come out, because the energies do remain. They don't evaporate. They do remain. They are very, very strong and potent, and they're real. So a lot of different things will be going on, not just readings, but a variety of healings. And this is for the mind, the body, and the soul. So no matter what, if something mentally, you know, we will work with you. Or if it's spiritually or physically, we will work with you. There is nothing too great or too small. Everything is possible. Everything. I solely believe that from my heart and soul, that everything is possible. And I speak also from experience. So with all of that said, I'm going to turn it over to Shelley, and Shelley is going to tell you more about herself. She has an awful lot to share also, and give you her website. So if you want to get in contact with her, you can do that also. Shelley, thanks for being here. Come on in.
Well, hello, LordDyell, and hello, everybody out there. And I want to tell you, if you would like to chat with us, call us at 646-378-0386 and hit number 1. That will put you in the host queue. Brilliant. Even when that lady is talking, the recording is talking, hit 1.
Sure.
And then you can get into the host queue, and we can pull you in to chat with you tonight. And I am Shelley Seitz. I own Sagittarian Sun Incorporated, and you can find me at SagSun.com. Very simple, SagSun.com. And I have all kinds of information on my website. You want to know it? I've got it. And from herbs to crystals and oils and candles and colors and anything, and astrology, anything you want to know is over there. But I'm a real person. I am not just a website. I am a real person. And what my focus is astrology. So when you call in, give us your name and your birth date, and then I can zoom into that energy. Astrology is my focus. And what I can tell you about August is it's a month of miracles, because on July 31st we had a full moon, or the second full moon of July, and it's always been called a blue moon. Anytime there's two full moons in a month, the second one is the blue moon. And when you have a blue moon, that means that you can make your dreams come true. Anything unusual or weird or exhilarating or unexpected can happen during that time. And for that following month, unexpected things can happen just out of the blue. So your dreams can come true. You can manifest those dreams. And so we're doing that this month, and we're also finding out what's important to us. What is important to us? What gives us balance? What do we appreciate about our lives or that we have to sort out? And that's what we're doing in the month of August. And even though we're wrapping up in the Northern Hemisphere summer and moving into September with the fall, we are also wrapping up a lot of loose ends and all this stuff that's the baggage that's just been trailing behind us. So we're taking care of that and really putting an effort and looking in what's really important, what will give me my passion, what will give me that balance that I need in order to move forward and grow and prosper and feel really good about myself. Because many of you have gotten to the point where you feel like non-people, non-persons. And there's really nothing sadder than somebody walking around saying, "Who the hell am I?" It really doesn't work for us. But it does happen. So now your consciousness is at that point where you're saying, okay, what will make me happy? What would work in my life? And you're getting rid of all the stuff that doesn't. It might be in relationships, because Venus is the goddess of love and she is retrograde, meaning you are looking at relationships. You're looking at all the old relationships and all the current ones, friends and lovers and even family members, anybody that's around you. And if they're not working in your life, if it's not working for you, it's time to clean house. Get rid of it. Just move forward. Mm. Because that's what this is all about. And she will be retrograde. Venus will be retrograde until October 8th. And so it's all about value, what we value in our lives. And so reevaluating that's going to make a big difference for you. And so that's what I can tell you about where we're at right now. So if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to give me a call. But what else would you like to tell them?
What about people that are stuck, you know, like in work? And they feel like they're not moving. They're just stuck. What about people feeling that they're just stuck? They're not moving.
In their career or in their job?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then it's time to reevaluate. What we do to bring in, to make a living, is no longer giving us joy. If it's just for a paycheck, then we have to reevaluate, because maybe we've outgrown it, like outgrowing a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, we spend more time at our jobs than we do at home. Makes you wonder why we have huge mortgages, doesn't it? And so if it doesn't give you comfort, if it doesn't give you that feeling of accomplishment, that you're doing something of value and making a difference, It's time to look elsewhere. You probably had, it's time to look at where, how you can expand your horizons and move forward to where it really would matter. What is your passion? What drives you? You might be a brain surgeon right now, but really what turns you on, time to reinvent yourself.
I like that.
Just like that.
I like that.
And I know, you know, if you're looking at whatever you do as just a paycheck, then you're not really making a difference, are you? Maybe to the bank and to the economy, but you are not making a difference to who you are as that core person. So it's time to reinvent yourself and look at where you're going to spend the majority of your time and make a living doing it, because you really do enjoy it. And when you enjoy something, people feel that and they're drawn. You will be successful, by the way.
That's true. That's
because
true.
You put out.
But for the most part, people will say, well, that's my hobby and I can't make money, you know, doing that.
Wrong.
I have to pay bills.
Yeah, but they can make money doing what brings them joy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be miserable. See, I was raised, Lord and I were raised in the era where even though you're miserable, as long as you make a good wage, a living wage, you are just, you know, the more, that's what matters. It doesn't matter if you're happy. So you drag your ass, you go to work, you put in your 8 or 12 or 16 hours a day, you come home, there, and what have you got to show for it? Because you're miserable.
A family taken care of. A family taken care of, yeah.
Right.
You know?
That's survival. But it brought you no, you dread going back to work every Monday morning. That's why Mondays are so bad. And you dread going back after vacation. You dread it. The people that you work with, your boss or the location or something is literally driving you bats. It's making you very uncomfortable and not giving you a whole lot of satisfaction, is it? So it's time to reinvent and look at what can I do that I can look forward to, but also make money doing it. And even though it's been a hobby, even though you made paper dolls for 100 years, you're very good at it and brings you joy. And believe it or not, there's a market for it. So whatever, whatever brings you joy.
The sad time, for the most part, we don't learn that until we retire, because then we'll do our hobbies, you know, on a regular basis. And next thing you know, people are buying it and you're like, wow, you know, someone actually bought this. Oh, you get into your plants. It doesn't have to be just arts and crafts. You may be a seamstress, whatever, that you love.
Right.
You start singing, you know, you go to karaoke and people start letting you know you have a beautiful voice. But you didn't have time for it because you were so busy grinding away and working that you just couldn't enjoy yourself. And that's the sad part, that majority of us don't do that until we get older. But now I see a lot more young people. No, a lot more younger people are now getting out there, being who they are now. They're like, they're not going to wait until they get old. They're doing it now.
Because even at when we get to retirement age, we can't afford to retire anymore. The economy is taking care of that one. So we've got to do something. Is it the rest of our lives we're going to stay on the job we hate? Think about it.
If it doesn't fold out before that happens.
That's true. Yep, or they're going to get rid of you because you're making too much money and you've been there too many years. So you're forced to reinvent yourself, make a living.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you say, you know, oh, God, I should have had a V8. Your whole life you've been singing, hell gone take me away from all this. And then once you get kicked to the curb because you make too much money, you've been there too many years, all of a sudden you have to reinvent yourself, and then you are happy.
Yeah, you have to do it anyway. Yeah.
Yep, you got to do it anyway.
Okay, well, let's take a few callers here. And let's start with caller 832. Hi, you're live with Lord Ayala Shelley.
Hi, this is Marlo. How you doing, Lonelle?
Hi, Marlo. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, I could be better. That's why I'm calling you. I want to find out what my future has in store for me. I am, did you need my birth date? 5/10/74.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, in regards to what?
Are my finances going to get better? That's the main thing right there. And next thing, I need healing. I have very bad back pain at this time, and I just need you guys to say a couple prayers for me.
Stress is causing a physical ailment. And you wanted to know about finances. After August 11th, Jupiter is the money planet, and he enters Virgo on August 11th, and
okay.
He'll be there through September 2016, and a windfall for all of us financially, especially. Our finances are going to finally straighten out, and things will start to come around financially for us. But the physical issues that you're experiencing are coming from the prolonged stress that you've been under.
Okay.
That's what's causing it.
I mean, is
okay,
Marlo,
I want you to do something. Okay, Marlo, here, I want you to do something. Work with me for a minute. I want you to envision a ball the size of, I'm going to say a basketball.
Okay.
That's what's coming through to me, the size of a basketball, okay? Now put all your stress into this basketball. You're going to have to really pull the ball open to put it in. Okay, now that you got it open, let all the stress go in there from your head, your arms, your back, your legs. Put it all in there. Just put it all in there, not just from today, but from the past. Okay, they're telling me from the past 35 years. You're letting it all flow from the past 35 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let it close up. Okay. And I'm sealing it for you. I'm sealing it. And as I'm going to put my hands around this ball, I want you to ground into the earth. And I want you to see roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, grounding you to Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them flow, and feel grounded. Then we're going to go to the top of your head, and I want your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, to open so you can receive divine celestial crystalline energies flowing into your body to clear where you've let all the stress go and to fill it up with divine love and light and healing. Okay, now you got this flowing in, and you're grounded to Mother Earth. And I have the ball. Okay. I'm just pulling it out and throwing it away. Okay. It all exploded in divine love and light. Woo! Okay, and let it go. Don't hold on to anything. Let it go.
It's
take
done.
A nice deep breath. Take a deep breath. And go.
Okay.
Two more times again. Breathe in deep. Good. And the next one even deeper.
Okay.
Really let it go. Let it go. You didn't let all of it go. Whew. Better. Very good. Okay. How do you feel?
I feel a little more relaxed. I do. Just don't know, a little more at ease. I don't know. I mean, I feel good, I guess. I mean, good that I can let go of at least 35 years ago.
Yeah.
That's
when it all started building up. That's when it all started building. And a lot of the pain has decreased also.
Yeah. I feel my back is a little more relaxed. I don't feel, you know, as tight as I did a little while ago.
Okay. Well, for the rest of the day until you fall asleep, just keep, you know, saying to yourself over and over and over, I'm letting go, I'm letting go, I'm letting go. Because you got 35 years there that have built up.
Yeah.
So you have layers and layers and layers to let go of.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're good.
Thank you so much.
Take care and let me know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Great. Okay, I'm going to open up caller 509. You're live with Shelley and Lord Dyell.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. I kind of have like a weird question, and since you're into astrology and all that, I just wanted to know, like, I just wanted to know about, like, pregnancies. I wanted to know, like, when I would have my first kid, but I also wanted to know how, like, on your chart, you know, how, like, your chart can tell you a lot, but then, like, does free will play into all the teen pregnancies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I'm guessing the chart is like what it's supposed to be like, but you kind of with your choices.
All right. What is your name and birthday, please?
It's Erica, and it's 12/4/93.
You're a Sagittarian. You're a fire sign. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, let me put it to you like this. A chart is drawn up by where all the planets and stars and where the galaxy was sitting at the date, time, and place of your birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thumbprint. That's your astrological thumbprint. But the only thing that's set in concrete, computer disk in the sky, is destiny. The rest is freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And natal chart can tell you when the potential is there or when it would be possible to get pregnant or to get married or whatever the forecast has in store. But it's predictive astrology is just that. It can predict but not sit down and say, this is absolutely going to happen. You're going to drop dead on June 3rd, 2023. That is not the way it works. That has to do with the angel of death. And, of course, I don't have a direct link to the angel of death. Whatever's on his clipboard, that's the way it rock and rolls. He doesn't change anything. So that's out of my purview. But the potential is there for whatever is in your natal chart or whatever is happening surrounding your natal chart that would be have the most energy, and the potential is there to have it happen or not happen.
Does my chart show when I would have a kid? Because I paid for a reading, and I just went online, and the lady, she just told me about like warnings, like this and that. Because I was like, oh, you know, I was in California like 2 weeks ago, and I wish I would have known that my tire was gonna blow, you know, like just, you know, get flat.
I'm sorry, that's not what we do. Backroom fortune tellers are just that.
Yeah,
and they can scare the hell out of you, but
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
I
but like
think
based on the
that's
chart,
something.
I feel like it's more credible, right?
A natal chart is credible, but it again,
Yeah.
it's how it, and I'm not really sure what she was alluding to was the real thing. So just better
Oh,
to get a
yeah, I
hold
was just
of
wondering like what
somebody
you
probably.
see for my chart, like when my first child would be born.
Okay, this seems to be important to you, and I got to tell you something. As far as when, I have no idea. That's,
Oh,
you've got to
okay.
have exposure to get pregnant, okay? That has, that's not a one person thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and then you have the choice. Especially in
Yeah.
today's day and age.
I'm thinking late 20s, and that's why I'm on the depot shot, and I make my partner, be protected as well. So, but yeah, I was just wondering
Yeah,
when you
there's
see that.
nothing set in concrete regarding that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
I
fine.
was going to tell you the same thing, Erica. When it comes to something like that, you and your partner have choices. And
That's right.
with all the experiences that you go through in your life, it's all made according to the choices that you make. So let me just
Yeah,
say,
with
whenever
choices
you
come
go to
consequences,
anybody,
never
wait a
that.
minute, Shelley. Whenever you go to anybody for a reading, just know that whatever they tell you is not engraved in gold. It can be changed because you have the choice to decide whether to accept it or not accept it.
Right.
You can believe what they say or not believe it. So you can change things the minute they say something to you and say, no, I don't believe that, or no, that's not going to happen. Or you can say, oh my God, that is going to happen. And when you say that, you are already making it happen because you're manifesting it. So, and
Okay.
also
Yeah.
when I channel for people, and they start asking for dates and times, I tell them spirit does not work in dates and times because our dates and time is different than theirs. And it's because we change our minds so often. We go back and forth 1,000 times in one day. So, and spirit does not work in that manner. They do not work with dates, times, numbers. They can tell you, oh, things are going to happen. It may, and with me, they'll tell me seasons. I'll get fall, winter, things like that. But as far as telling you specifically, no one. They won't even, no. That, and if somebody does tell you that, question it,
Yeah.
question it,
Okay.
okay? Do not
Yeah.
believe completely in it.
I
Okay,
was just
but
kind of
I think
scared. I was like, how is
personally,
that even
no,
possible?
personally, you should stop asking that question because only you really can answer that so and make that decision. So that's
And if
something that
something
you
is,
really need to
meant to be,
get a
it
hold
will
from.
be.
Oh, I'm too young. I just wanted validation over what she said. But I mean, like you said, I understand what you're saying too. And I feel like I'm too young. Like I would give up a lot, and I just don't want to.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Oh, and you
but
don't
with
have
each
to.
choices,
That choice is yours.
that's right.
Okay.
With each choice, there's also consequences. So accept, that's the give and take. But spirit has no concept of time, place, or person. So to completely, to zoom in and give you exact dates and times, that is not humanly possible. Not from the mortal
Okay.
realm, anyway.
All right. Thank you, though.
Okay,
Okay.
but you'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
good. Thanks.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Okay, that was nice. That was good. Cool. I was
Okay.
just checking to see if there was any questions in the chat room. Okay, we're good. We're good. So, where would you like to go from here? We have callers online, but they're listening.
Okay. They didn't push one. Oh, no.
Now, as soon as you said that, somebody hit one. There you go.
Wow. I love it when they
see, I was just going to let them listen. I was comfortable with them listening.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
Call us 786. You're online with Shelly and Lord Dial.
Hi, Shelly. Hi, Lord Dial.
Hi,
I'm sorry. I thought I was in the queue until you said no, but everybody else is listening. I'm like, I'm here.
Push one. That's how you get in here.
Well, I have a question, I guess. And it has something to do with what Shelly said earlier about, you know, working, doing something just to get a paycheck. I had sort of switched gears because I felt like that's what I was doing for the longest, and decided to go in another direction. But it's been about 3 years, and I seem to be in something of a rut. So, and not moving, I guess, in the direction that I thought I'd be moving in. So it could just be that I'm moving, but not the way that I thought I was. So I guess I was calling to get some insight from you ladies on.
Okay. What is your name and birthday,
please?
My
name is Shanalina, and my birth date is November 30th, 1972.
Okay. You're a Sagittarian. You are a fire sign. And the question I have for you is, are you making your passion greater than your resistance? That's what you have to decide when you want to manifest something. So
I'm not sure what you mean by greater than my resistance.
All right. Are you resistant? Are you resisting the transition into whatever you've chosen to go into, and because of fear of success or fear of failure?
I would say no. But I'm not resisting it. I guess I seem to be pulled in a different direction than I thought that
okay.
I'd be going into. So
follow it. Go with your gut. Always go with your gut. Otherwise, you can, the universe is pulling you in another direction. Check it out. Try it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Right?
Yeah. Yes. That's true. I guess my dilemma is that at this point, I kind of need the paycheck to come back in again.
Right. So you may have to look at, until you can get this other direction going and make it come to fruition where it's viable and productive, financially productive, then you may have to get something on the side just to bring in that paycheck, that consistent paycheck, until you can get your feet on the ground and stabilized again.
Okay, and what I'm getting is the energy. I got three different things, and spirit is constantly saying overthinking. So things are coming to you because you're almost like a Ferris wheel going through all your chakras. That's how it's going, like a Ferris wheel. And I keep hearing that you are overthinking things that come to you and what you're supposed to do and that's happening. Instead of, like Shelly did say, going with the flow, you're thinking too much about it. You're just putting too much thought into it. And as the Ferris wheel goes around, it's going very slowly. Career-wise, is a little sluggish there. And I do get a little nauseated as the energy flows through there. And then it flows on up to the heart. And at first I didn't feel anything. And I was like, I said, not interested, not happy with, you know, the career or what. And then as you talked about it and Shelly asked you about fear, then there was some pressure in the heart towards the back. So there is some fear there in the past that has to be brought up and released. So you may not either admit it or you are thinking of right here and now. But it's been in the past. There was some fear there, and it's lingering. So that needs to be brought forward and released. And then it goes up to the head where, again, like I said, the energy is like over, overthinking. So there are a lot of different things going on there. And again, the way Shelley said to get something on the sideline, the key word is sideline. Is not going to be a full-time career that you're going to get into, right? It's not permanent. It's temporary just to get you to where you need to get to. But as you're getting there, stop overthinking it and allow whatever comes to you to help you flow there. You know, let the waves carry you to where you need to get to, and you'll get there a lot easier and quicker because doors are opening. I'm channeling this right now. Doors are opening for you to flow through. But it's sort of like you got this this hook or whatever they call it that you throw over in the water to hold you until you decipher and break it down and all that other stuff. You got to pull that up into the boat and say, okay, I'm ready to go with the flow. I'm ready to release all the fear that I had in the past and to step forward and to be me. It's time.
Go of what's not working for you and focus your energy on what is working in your life.
Right.
Because you are a powerful creator. Abundance is the ability to do what you need to do to reach from point A to point B. And I don't know if this is all making sense to you, and it's probably gobbledygook, but when you channel information, that's what you get sometimes, and then sort it out.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. Thank you.
It does. It will work.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Rich, you're doing all sorts of stuff tonight here, Shelley.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
I think this caller heard you say hit one because their hand's raised.
Oh, good. Well, see? You've got to put the word out. Let's follow you through here.
Okay, 469, you're with Shelley and Lord Dial. Hi, how are you?
Greetings. I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Loving the energy. My name is Adele, and my question is in reference to marital relationships.
Okay.
What
about it?
What is your birthday, please?
9/17.
Okay. You are a Virgo. You're an earth sign, and you are currently married. And what is his name and birthday, please?
Edward, and it is August 21st.
So he's right on the cusp of Leo and Virgo.
Yeah, he's more of a Virgo. He doesn't want to think so, but he's more of a Virgo than a Leo.
And change is a real pain for both of you guys. So tell me, what would you...
Are you on again, off again a lot?
What do you mean?
In the relationship. You know,
pretty much, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like not understanding each other.
Yes, and then when
is
you
there
come
mutual
back and...
trust? Is there mutual trust, respect, and communication in your marriage, in your relationship?
I think because there was some affair on his part, so. You know how it is when they want to accuse you of doing it, but I already know what that's all about.
Look in a mirror. when a spouse or a partner accuses you of something, tell them to look in the mirror because they're doing that.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And so the trust that used to be there is not there. You've tried. Oh, God, if you tried. But it's just not there. It's gone, and so now you have to ask yourself, can I live better with him or without him? And you also have to ask yourself, where is this going to go is, am I going to do this the rest of my life? And I can't even respect this man. I can't, you know, even in bed, I get up in the morning, I look at him, and I just do not respect this man. And
well, see,
that is not a marriage.
Yeah. See, and my thing is, see, it's not so much as the trust of the affair, as more it is with him being able to be honest with himself, you know. That's my whole
mm-hmm.
thing. And the thing about it.
There's nothing wrong with him. Just ask him.
No,
you're
this
crazy.
Is the thing. Yeah, this is the thing. He's not doing that now. He's not doing that now. This is something that was the past. But the thing about
right.
it is that the guilt, his guilt is so strong to where he doesn't know that the forgiveness part is already there. But it's like he doesn't, he's afraid to really keep it moving because he doesn't know what's going on over here. And I get bothered with him because he won't tap into his knowing self. He keeps dealing with his ego.
Right. Oh, yeah. That male ego is something to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And he won't tap into his higher self and let it know that it's okay. It's not the end of the world. So, you know.
Well,
so.
Obviously at the time it was, and so he's overthought everything. And because he's
mm-hmm.
a perfectionist, he's having a real hard time dealing with that. And getting
mm-hmm.
caught was not his idea of a good time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So here's, you know, it's like a kid with her hand in the cookie jar. So
mm-hmm.
You're not going to change him. He is what he is.
Yeah.
He's going to go on for the rest of your
right.
natural life.
Mm-hmm.
So to decide, can you live with that? Because you can't preach at him anymore. It's just a waste of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not so much as that. This is going, this is, we've been together for a while and that's not the thing. It's like, no, I have, it's not that I accepted that, but I accept how I see it. I accept how I see things, not the actual thing itself, because I'm not accepting anything outside of me, but I accept how I see it from within.
Right, right.
And that, yes. So,
but
I
what
learned,
I'm just, I just see you rocking. The relationship, it just keeps on rocking, and it's not settling down. And like in the beginning when you said the two names, what I do is I ask spirit to just give me a vision, and they showed me. That's why I said you're just not, you know, coming together. Things are on again, off again, on again, because that's what the vision was. And while you've been talking with Shelley, I still kept asking, and it has not changed. And then
mm-hmm.
I asked, you know, for a vision of the future, and they showed me with you walking away with your hands in your pocket and with him still coming after you, still wanting to try, but without making an effort to change. And he's going to keep saying, you know, no, 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 we got to keep working at this. But you have to let him know, if you don't want to walk away, that the only way a change can be made if he goes to some sort of counseling or does some type of alternative work that will reveal to him what he really needs to see, and that you'll do it together. Don't say, oh, no, because if it gets to the point where he actually sees that you're going to leave him, because right now he doesn't believe that you will. So
right.
that's why he just keeps on going. He doesn't believe that. But
Sometimes I'd be thinking that he's waiting for me to go somewhere so he doesn't have to be dealing more so with the guilt. You understand?
He doesn't want to deal with it, and he's not going to deal with it. And, honey, that is the
right.
reality.
No, no, no.
Right.
I'm talking about as far as leaving. It's like
right,
he'll be
right
better off him if I was
yeah.
to leave. yeah.
No, he wants you to believe that, but, no, he would definitely be hurting because he doesn't want you to leave.
Yeah.
And truthfully, it would be better if you did to shake him up so he can come to his senses.
Uh-huh.
Because he's not going to wake up until you do. Things will just remain the way they are right now. And if you're okay with that, that's your choice. But they're going to remain the way they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Very interesting. Okay, I appreciate you ladies a lot.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome. Take care now.
Uh-huh, thanks.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Shelley, I'm looking at the time, and we're close to time. It's like 8 minutes to go. So I really wouldn't want to open up another line and then we, you know, have to cut it short, because that doesn't work well at all, to leave someone dangling. So let's pull it to a close and remind people that next Tuesday, the second Tuesday of every month, we have a support group. And the support group is for those that have been in a situation where they had to take care of, it doesn't even have to be a family member, just a person. And or you've been in that position and you're not understood or you're misunderstood and no one understands, or you feel that you're totally and completely alone, this is the time to open up and to speak your truth, just to let it just pour out, to have someone to hear you, to listen, to empathize with you. And we do this once a month, the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. And we, you know, we're open for about an hour if no one shows up to, you know, utilize this time, because Shelley and myself do provide healing. We will channel messages. We will do whatever we are guided to do for you at this time. So if you know of someone that would benefit, have them come and talk. You know, the last caller, maybe we should have told her about this, because if there was any way she could bring her husband or even get him to listen, she don't have to bring him, just dial up or come in the chat room and have him listen. He might have a question, but hopefully she'll listen again, or someone else will pass that on to her. But that would be good for her also. So it's a support group. We're here to support you wherever you are in your life, wherever you are. Okay, Shelley, take over.
Well, that was very well said. I couldn't have said better, but we will be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same channel, same place, and call us at 646-378-0386 and hit 1. And then you'll be in the queue and we can talk to you. So until that's what I have to tell you for tonight. It's been very good to have all of you show up and share with us. And we'll see next month on September, the first Tuesday of September, and I'm not sure which date that is. But anyway, first Tuesday of September, we'll be here, and we'll see what we can do from there.
Awesome. So have a great night, and we'll look forward to talking with you next Tuesday. Good night for now.
Good night.